Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say that would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
57.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how much important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You can use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Or you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Improving K-12 education from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. Funding for mental health services?
5.
Okay. Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
5.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights?
0.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Okay. Lowering rent?
7.
Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
I would say it's about a 4.
Okay. And cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 15 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, or you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or if you have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so as well. So first one, Donald Trump?
An 80.
80, okay. Republicans in Congress?
80.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
75.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
60.
Okay. Joe Biden?
10.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Rima?
40.
Okay. Tina Kotek?
Oh, 10.
Okay. Janelle Bynum?
50.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay. And the corporation McDonald's.
Say that again one more time.
Uh-huh. And the corporation McDonald's.
Oh, 50.
Okay. Thank you. Right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, a Democrat Kamala Harris, or Independent Cornel West?
I think I'm leaning more toward Trump right now.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer or Democrat Daniel Bynum?
The Republican.
Okay, thank you. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I would say a slight chance.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Okay, strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Rimmer and Janelle Bynum. So first statement is, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Rimmer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Then serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't change it, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Still think I'm looking at the Republican.
Okay, thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
I guess the bipartisanship, but I haven't really seen it.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people may have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. Or you can use any number between 0 and 10. So first one is, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on the solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. On that one, how would you rate that from 0 to 10?
4.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on mega extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. And that one from 0 to 10.
Where's all the bipartisan she just talked about? Is this 0?
Thank you.
Let's see,
I'm sorry?
Not so much for bipartisanism. I mean, she says one thing and then she's going to do another, she promises. So I don't understand what she's trying to say there.
Okay. Thank you. And next one, Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. On that one, from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay, thank you. And last one, General Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. On that one, from 0 to 10?
0.
I'm sorry, which one?
0 on that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Republican.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. If you could please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, so Lori Chavez Dreamer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting records show that she's no different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. On that one, would you say a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Just some.
Okay, thank you. Last one, Lori Chavez Dreamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spent her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. On that one, would you say a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A little bit.
Okay, thank you. That'll be quite a bit. Or just
a little bit. A little bit.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm just going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat General Bynum?
I think I'd still vote for Republican.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, 4 years, bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated? Married. Okay, thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
My wife is.
Okay. A applies a respondent or applies a household?
I'm sorry?
You said your wife, correct? Your household.
Yeah, she's a union member, yes. Living union.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump in 2020.
Okay, thank you. All right, that concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your patience and your participation tonight, and I really appreciate your time.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you so much, and you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.